Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Something to see yesterday all over the news. International aid in the form of emergency workers and medical personnel now heading to Lebanon, where in Beirut, a massive explosion at the port has killed at least 100 people now, wounding thousands. Of course, the videos and pictures are stunning. You and I were talking before about why something like this plays so highly in the news.
Well, first of all, if it bleeds, it leads. And, of course, this is a terrible thing. It is not nearly as terrible as the thousands of people who are getting ill or even dying in the United States from coronavirus. But, you know, you're a news director. You sit there and you say, okay, this is something a little different. Let's put this on now. Yes, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And it is exemplary of the kind of thing that is going on and has been going on for years and years in Lebanon, which unfortunately the poor folks who live there have had to come to grips with all of the interference by external forces, otherwise known as the Syrians and others, who have made their imprint on this country. It is really a great shame to see that many people hurt and thinking, is this the only thing that we have here? Is this a terrorist attack? I think there are those who are believing it's just the malfeasance of putting all of those explosives in a single building. And then, as a very brilliant friend of mine put it to you just recently, how many buildings in the United States have too many explosives in them? So, yes, this is a warning to all.
Speaking of a warning, how about that blast from Tropical Storm Isaias that hit the Northeast yesterday, the capital region, Bullseye, and thousands are still without power in our region as we speak early this morning. It halted commuter trains, closed bridges, and sent thousands of tree limbs crashing down Tuesday in New York City, killing at least 2.5 million customers in the tri-state area without power. The AP this morning says the city's power utility, Con Edison, says it had more outages than from any prior storm except Superstorm Sandy in 2012. The point, I guess, Alan, is that we're told that with climate change comes more intense storms, and with tornadoes yesterday in this region, you can certainly say that.
There's no question, David. This is a time when, because of the threat of climate change and rising sea levels and warming seas and everything else that we watch here, this is a time when what used to be extraordinary is now becoming something that we have learned to unfortunately live with. So we are in a place where when these things happen, we watch them and our mouths fall open. And once again, we as a society, and not only a few, but people like the President of the United States who refuses to lead on this issue, are really experiencing this terror. And that's what it is. Here in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, where I'm speaking from now, we had a neighbor's giant tree fall on some other trees. And this is something that we have learned to live with and to expect.
Well, after 6 weeks, and I guess that's the key phrase, victors are declared in two New York congressional primaries. One I know we're very interested in, Representative Carolyn Maloney and Councilman Richie Torres won in New York City after a Democratic primary that raised concerns about mail-in voting. The margin was pretty close for Maloney.
Well, yes. Look, there is a so-called progressive wing in the United States that has been showing tremendous power. I think a lot of that has to do with the incredible frustration over Donald Trump. And so there are those people who have moved left, particularly strong among young people. And it is something that we have seen, the demographics in some districts, like that of former Representative Elliot Engel, who is now out, have changed. And when the demographics of a district change, so does the congressperson quite often. We'll see whether or not this trend continues after Joe Biden, and if Joe Biden gets elected president of the United States. Biden, of course, ran against Bernie Sanders, who was the announced progressive in this, and Sanders couldn't make much hay. So while there are some congressional districts that are ready to do this, there are others, and many, where they say, let's have a moderate, strong hand in control.
Well, mail-in voting, we might as well go there. And the president, until apparently yesterday, had been, of course, criticizing it, saying it's ripe for fraud, even though he's voted by mail. And experts say there really isn't a problem. President Trump now, yesterday, is encouraging voters in the state of Florida to vote by mail following months of criticizing the practice. His comments follow large Democratic gains in the state when it comes to signing up to vote by mail.
Well, look, if the Democrats are going to vote by mail, he has no choice but to try to organize his people to do the same thing. Consistency is not Donald Trump's middle name, and the fact that he'll stand up and just spew out something, anything, which will infuriate some, make others scratch their heads and say, what in heck is he doing? And why is he doing it? It is because that's who the man is. There's an instability here which will be part of the permanent record that Donald Trump has to bear after he's out of office.
What do you think about the census being cut short, the schedule, Alan? The Bureau is cutting its schedule for data collection for the 2020 census, the month short as legislation that would have extended the national headcount's deadline stalls in Congress.
This is terrible. You have to understand that there are severe consequences when people don't participate in the census, and a lot of people do not participate. In some states, like New York, for example, and in New York City, people don't want to answer the doorbell when the census person is ringing the bells. And this can result in lack of congressional representation. And when you have lack of congressional representation, that means that the money that flows to the states will be cut. So this is a terrible thing. And one only can wonder whether there's been some political interference in the way in which this was done.